Hare Krishna. So, we have been hearing about this wonderful episode in Srimad Bhagavatam, pastimes of Dhritarasura. So, in today's verse, Indra has killed Dhritarasura, but after that, he suffered because of sinful reaction, because Dhritarasura was a Brahmana. Although, not only Brahmana, he was a great devotee. So, although the other demigods were happy, but Indra could not be happy. So Prabhupada says in the purport that one cannot be happy by committing sinful acts, even if one is endowed with material opulence. That means even if somebody is very opulent, very rich, very powerful, very famous, but if he performs sinful activities, then definitely there will be a feeling of guilt within him. He cannot be happy. Externally he may pose to be happy, but he can never be happy. So this is what has happened to Indra. And in the later, you will see that how the sin personified actually chased Indra, and how Indra, he laments for his sin and he performs various austerities. So very important that if one commits sinful activities, then he can never be peaceful, and he has to atone for his sinful actions. So now we'll discuss about the pastime of Hera Panchami. Right? Today is a very wonderful festival. So we'll discuss something about the wonderful festival from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So all of you know, but still I'll just give a little background, that few days before we had the wonderful festival of Shri Jagannath Rath Yatra. Right? So what is the significance of Rath Yatra festival? Well, of course, Lord Jagannath, Balabhadra, Subhadra, they come out of the temple in Puri, they in beautiful chariots, and they ride from the temple of Jagannath to the temple of Gundicha. So this is a very wonderful, very famous event which happens in Orissa. Lakhs of people they visit there, but very few they understand the inner meaning of the festival of Rath Yatra. So only we are very fortunate that by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we know the inner meaning of Rath Yatra. What is the inner meaning of Rath Yatra? It is Krishna, because Jagannath is Krishna himself. So Jagannath is that special form of Krishna who is feeling separation from the Vrajvasis. You all know the story that how Krishna assumed this wonderful form of Lord Jagannath. So Jagannath is a special form of Krishna who is feeling separation from the Vrajvasis, from Radharani and the Gopis. So Jagannath, who is always feeling separation from the Vrajvasis, so on this particular occasion, he wants to leave Dwarka. So the Jagannath temple is actually Dwarka. So he wants to leave Dwarka and go to Vrindavan. So the Gundicha temple is Vrindavan. So the Jagannath temple is called Nilachal and the Gundicha temple is called Sundarachal. See, Jagannath temple is very big, very opulent, but Gundicha temple is little smaller with many, many wonderful gardens. So that represents Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is a place full of gardens. So Jagannath, the main reason of this Rath Yatra, the inner reason of Rath Yatra is Lord Jagannath wants to go to Vrindavan. And that is why the Vaishnavas, and especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he observed this Rath Yatra with so much great enthusiasm and great joy. Because who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Krishna, but in the mood of Radharani. So Krishna in the mood of Radharani, or Radharani wants to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. You know, this pastime happened in Kurukshetra, when after so many years, the Vrajvasis, they met Krishna. Because Krishna had come from Dwarka to Kurukshetra, and the Vrajvasis had gone from Vrindavan to Kurukshetra. So imagine, after so many years, the Vrajvasis could again have darshan of Krishna. Of course, internally they were always having darshan of Krishna. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. But externally, after many, many years, the Vrajvasis, they had darshan of Krishna. And they were very happy. But at the same time, they were not happy also. Because they were not so happy to see Krishna in Kurukshetra as a great king with so many elephants, chariots. They wanted to see Krishna back in Vrindavan. So therefore, the gopis and Radharani, they are pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan. So this is the whole pastime of Rath Yatra, that The Vrajavasis, they want to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the mood of Radharani, with great joy, he used to observe this festival of Rathyatra. With all the Vaishnavas, they should do huge Sankirtan with how many parties? 7 parties, I think. 4 in front, 2 on the sides, 1 at the back. This would be huge Kirtan. And Mahaprabhu used to greatly relish this whole wonderful pastime. And he used to dance a lot and recite wonderful prayers, confidential prayers to Krishna. So this pastime took place few days back. So Krishna, he reaches Gundicha, right? Or Vrindavan. So Krishna is very happy, Jagannath is very happy by coming to Gundicha. But someone is not happy. Who is that personality? Lakshmi Devi, right? Because Lakshmi Devi is the eternal consort of Jagannath. And you know, like, as a dutiful husband, when he left his home, he took permission from his wife. He said, "My dear Lakshmi Devi, I am going out for 1 or 2 days, you know. So just allow me to go and I'll come back very soon. I'll come back tomorrow." But then, what has happened? How many days have passed? Today is the 5th day. It's called Panchami, Hera Panchami. So Prabhupada explains in one purport that Hera means to see and Panchami means the 5th day. Right? So I'll just read from Prabhupada's purport. When Lord Jagannath starts his car festival, he gives assurance to the goddess of fortune that he will return the next day. But when he does not return, the goddess of fortune, after waiting 2 or 3 days, begins to feel that her husband has neglected her. She naturally becomes quite angry. Gorgeously decorating herself and her associates, she comes out of the temple and stands before the main gate. All the principal servants of Lord Jagannath are then arrested by her maidservants, brought before her and forced to fall down at her lotus feet. So what is this festival? So I'll tell you what happens. So Lakshmi Devi comes in a grand procession because Lakshmi Devi wants to reveal her opulence, right? Because she is the source of all opulence, right? In Vaikuntha. So Lakshmi Devi comes in a grand procession with palanquin, with golden palanquin, surrounded by many people carrying umbrellas, chamaras, flags, so many musicians, dancing girls, maid servants carrying water pitchers. So in a beautiful, beautiful procession with hundreds of maid servants, all attractively dressed and wearing valuable necklaces. So in a grand procession, Lakshmi Devi comes from the temple of Jagannath, Nilachal temple, to the temple of Gundicha. And Lakshmi Devi is very angry, right? So in an angry mood, she comes to the main gate of Gundicha temple. So Jagannath is inside the Gundicha temple. And all her maid servants, they become very angry. And they chastise all the servants of Jagannath, right? And they actually arrest all the servants of Jagannath. And they fall at the feet of Lakshmi Devi. So they, Shishi Gaur Nithai ki jai, Shishi Krishna Balram ki jai, Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. So all the servants of Jagannath, they actually fall at the lotus feet of Lakshmi Devi. And they all beg forgiveness. Oh, our mistress, oh Lakshmi Devi, please forgive us. We are very sorry that we could not bring Jagannath back on time. But we assure you that very soon we'll bring Jagannath back. And they were chastised very heavily. It is said they were chastised with bad language also. The servants of Lakshmi Devi, they heavily chastise and abuse the servants of Lord Jagannath. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw such impudence exhibited by the maid servants of Goddess of Fortune, they covered their faces with their hands and began to smile. So obviously Mahaprabhu and all the devotees are watching this pastime and they began to smile. They had just see the wonderful dealings of love between Lakshmi Devi and Jagannath. So this is a very grand festival, and Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he made very elaborate arrangements for this Hera Panchami festival, right? So he told that make a very gorgeous festival, such a festival which has never taken place before. And Pratap Rudra says that hold this festival in such a gorgeous way that upon seeing it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be completely pleased and astonished. Right? Take as many printed cloths, small bells, umbrellas and chamaras as there are in my storehouse and in DT's storehouse. Collect all kinds of small and large flags and ringing bells. Then decorate the carrier and have various musical and dancing parties accompanied. In this way, decorate the carrier attractively. You should also double the quantity of prasadam. Make so much that it will even surpass the Rath Yatra festival. Arrange the festival in such a way that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may freely go with all his devotees to visit the deity without difficulty. So you see, Maharaj Pratapudra made all the arrangements for this great festival. You know, it takes a lot of effort to arrange a big festival. But here, because the king himself was a great devotee, so very easily a grand festival could be organized. No tension of fundraising, managing, nothing. The king ordered and a big festival was arranged. A grand festival. Right? He says double quantity of prasadam compared to Rath Yatra festival. So grand festival was performed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to observe this great festival. And that was the inner mood of Maharaj Pratapudra. He wanted to satisfy Lord Chaitanya. So Mahaprabhu was very happy. But then, a very confidential pastime actually takes place now, which I'll discuss for some time. That Mahaprabhu saw this wonderful mood of Lakshmi Devi, right? But then Mahaprabhu wanted to relish more of this mood. So he asked Sarup Damodar. So Sarup Damodar said that I have never seen such pride in the entire three worlds. So then Mahaprabhu says, please tell me of the varieties of egoistic pride manifested in Vrindavan. And Sarup Damodar replied, the pride of the gopis is like a river flowing with hundreds of tributaries. The characteristics and modes of love are different in different women. Their jealous anger also takes on different varieties and qualities. It is not possible to give a complete statement about the different types of jealous anger manifested by the gopis, but a few principles may serve as an indication. So he goes on in great detail, Sarup Damodar explains the mood of anger of the gopis. Right? Because Lakshmi Devi is exhibiting the mood, but who is Lakshmi Devi? She is ultimately expansion of Radharani. So this mood of anger towards the lover, or this mood of man, is present in the highest degree in Vrindavan. So Sarup Damodar, he explains in great details about the various moods of anger, the different classifications of gopis, left wing gopis, right wing gopis, of course very esoteric and very advanced topics which we are not qualified to discuss, but you may read from this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita the wonderful dealings between Krishna and the gopis, which pleases Krishna very much. So then Sarup Damodar was explaining the different moods of Radharani, her Adhiruda Mahabhav and her ecstatic bodily symptoms, Vyabhichari Bhav, and so many different topics which Sarup Damodar was explaining. Because who is Sarup Damodar? He is Lalita Sakhi. So who knows better about all these confidential topics than Sarup Damodar? So Mahaprabhu was very happy to hear all these wonderful pastimes from Sarup Damodar. And Mahaprabhu embraced Sarup Damodar, right? And he was very happy to hear. But then, another amazing thing happened. That Srivas Pandit, you know who is Srivas Pandit? He is Narad Muni. So of course, Narad Muni is also in, he also comes to Golok Vrindavan. But here, Srivas Pandit was, he spoke in Vaikuntha Bhav. He spoke in the mood of Vaikuntha. So, Srivas Pandit, who was enjoying the mood of Narad Muni, he made some joke actually, just to increase the sweet pastimes. So I'll just read. So Srivas Pandit says, he says, Dugdhaoti dadhi mathe tumara gopi gane Amara Thakurani Vaise Ratna Singhasane. Srivas Thakur said, your gopis are engaged in boiling milk and churning it into yogurt, but my mistress, the goddess of fortune, sits on a throne made of jewels and gems. So actually Srivas Thakur was teasing little bit Swarup Damodar. He was saying that why did Jagannath, why he has to leave such opulence in Dwarka and go to Vrindavan? Dwarka is filled with so many opulences. And what is there in Vrindavan? Some leaves, some flowers. And what is the opulence of the gopis? Lakshmi Devi is so opulent. She is having so many jeweled thrones and so much opulence. But what are these gopis? They are simply boiling milk and churning into yogurt, right? And my mistress, Lakshmi Devi, she sits on a throne made of jewels and gems. So he was teasing Swarup Damodar. Says, why Jagannath has to leave Vaikuntha and go to Vrindavan? Or why Jagannath leaves the opulent temple of Jagannath and goes to the temple of Gundicha? So Srivas Thakur, he makes this joke. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srivas Thakur, my dear Srivas, your nature is exactly like that of Narad Muni. The supreme personality of Godhead's opulence is having a direct influence upon you. But Swarup Damodar is a pure devotee of Vrindavan. He does not even know what opulence is, for he is simply absorbed in pure devotional service. So that means Mahaprabhu is indicated to Swarup Damodar that you please speak about glories of Vrindavan. So now Swarup Damodar started to speak. Very, very wonderful section. So Swarup Damodar is saying, I'll read the Bengali also. Swarup kahe Srivas suno savadhane, Vrindavana sampat mara nahi pade mane, Vrindavane sahajika ye sampat sindhu, Dwarka vaikuntha sampat tara eka bindu. Swarup Damodar then retorted, my dear Srivas, please hear me with attention. You have forgotten the transcendental opulence of Vrindavan. The natural opulence of Vrindavan is just like an ocean. The opulence of Dwarka and Vaikuntha is not even to be compared to a drop. Paramapurushatamas Swayam Bhagavan Krishnayaha Dahita Dhaitaha Vrindavanadham. Shri Krishna is the personality of Godhead, full of all opulences, and his complete opulence are exhibited only in Vrindavan Dham. Chintamani Maya Bhumi Ratnera Bhavana Chintamani Gonadasi Charana Bhushana. Vrindavan Dham is made of transcendental touchstone. Its entire surface is the surface of all valuable jewels. And the Chintamani stone is used to decorate the lotus feet of the maidservants of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a natural forest of desire trees and creepers. And the inhabitants do not want anything but the fruits and flowers of these desire trees. In Vrindavan, there are cows that fulfill all desires, and their number is unlimited. They graze from forest to forest and deliver only milk. The people want nothing else. Okay. So what Swarup Damodar is trying to say is that it is not that in Vrindavan there is no opulence, but the Vrajvasis, they don't care about the opulence. He is saying that the surface is made of touchstone, Chintamani. Right? Chintamani can convert anything to gold. Right? It can fulfill all desires. But the Vrajvasis, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they do not want anything. Right? The trees are Kalpavriksha, desire-fulfilling trees. Whatever one desires can be fulfilled by those trees. But the beauty is that the residents of Vrindavan, they don't want anything from the trees. They only want flowers. Right? In Vrindavan, there are Kamadhenu cows, which again can fulfill all desires. But the Vrindavan Vasis, they only want milk. They want nothing else. So this is the secret of Vrindavan. So as Swarup Damodar is saying, that the opulence of Vrindavan is like an ocean, right? The opulence of Dwarka and Vaikuntha is not even like a drop compared to the opulence of Vrindavan. But what is the real opulence of Vrindavan? That is, that in spite of having all opulences, the devotees of Vrindavan, they don't care about material opulences. Okay? That is the beauty of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the natural speech of the people sounds like music, and their natural motion resembles a dance. The water in Vrindavan is nectar, and the Brahma Jyoti effulgence, which is full of transcendental bliss, is directly perceived there in its form. The gopis there are also goddesses of fortune, and they surpass the goddess of fortune who abides in Vaikuntha. In Vrindavan, Lord Krishna is always playing his transcendental flute which is his dear companion. So now this famous verse of Brahma Samhita, Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataravo Dhruma Bhumi Shinta Mani Ganamai Toyam Amritam Katha Ganam Natyam Gamanam Api Vanshi Priya Sakhi Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapitat Asvadyam Apicha. So beautiful verse from Brahma Samhita, it talks about the opulence of Vrindavan. That here every tree is a Kalpaviksha, right? Land is made of touchstone. The water is nectar. The talking is singing. That means the words in Vrindavan, every word, every talk is like a song. The walking is dancing. And the constant companion of Krishna is his flute, Vanshi Priya Sakhi. The effulgence of transcendental bliss is experienced everywhere. Therefore, Vrindavan Dham is the only relishable abode, is from Brahma Samhita. Then there is another very famous verse which is composed by Bilva Mangal Thakur. All of you know Bilva Mangal Thakur was a very great Vaishnava, and he appeared even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu should relish the verses composed by Bilva Mangal Thakur. So Bilva Mangal Thakur composed a very nice verse about the glories of Vrindavan. Chintamani Sharana Bhushana Mangananam Shringar Pushpa Tarava Tarava Suranam Vrindavane Vrajathanam Nanukam Dhenu Vrindani Cheti Sukhasindhuraho Vibhutihi. Translation: the anklets on the damsels of Vrajbhumi are made of Chintamani stone. The trees are wish-fulfilling trees, and they produce flowers with which the gopis decorate themselves. There are also wish-fulfilling cows, Kamadhenus, which deliver unlimited quantities of milk. These cows constitute the wealth of Vrindavan. Thus, Vrindavan's opulence is blissfully exhibited. So, this wonderful description of the glories of Vrindavan was spoken by Sarup Damodar. And when Srivas Thakur heard this wonderful description of Vrindavan, he became very ecstatic. He began to dance in ecstatic love. He vibrated sounds by slapping his armpits with palms of his hand, and he laughed very loudly. Right? And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these discussions, he was absorbed in transcendental ecstasy and began to dance. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, Sarup Damodar was singing. The Lord said, "Go on singing, go on singing." And the Lord continued his dancing. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love was awakened by hearing the songs of Vrindavan. In this way, he inundated Purushottam, Jagannath Puri, with love of Godhead. Finally, the goddess of fortune returned to her apartment. So as we heard, that goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, came in a grand palanquin, right? The Utsav Murti of Lakshmi Devi came in a grand palanquin all the way from the main Jagannath Puri temple to the temple of Gundicha. It's about 4 kilometers, the distance. And then, so after chastising the servants of Jagannath and creating a big scene outside the temple of Gundicha, and then Lakshmi Devi finally returned back to the main temple of Jagannath. But Mahaprabhu was in such ecstasy that he continued dancing. And even the afternoon arrived. Devotees didn't know what to do. All the kirtan parties, they became a little tired. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love increased twofold. He continued dancing and dancing and dancing. Radha Prima Veshe Prabhu Hoila Sehi Murti Nityananda Dure Dekhi Karena Stuti. While dancing absorbed in Srimati Radharani's ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in her very form. Seeing this form from a distant place, Nityananda Prabhu offered prayer. So what happened? Something very amazing. That Mahaprabhu, he assumed the form of Srimati Radharani. Because of the intense mood of Srimati Radharani, he was dancing and dancing. And so much so that although Mahaprabhu has complexion of Radharani, but on this occasion he actually completely exhibited the form of Srimati Radharani. And Nityananda Prabhu offered prayers from a distance. Right? Because usually what used to happen is, when Mahaprabhu was, nobody else could stop Mahaprabhu from dancing. So Nityananda Prabhu would come and stop Mahaprabhu, that my dear Lord, devotees are tired, please stop now. But this time even Nityananda Prabhu could not come close because Mahaprabhu exhibited the form of Srimati Radharani. And then So Kirtan went on and on, and then finally Swarup Damodar, he saw that the devotees were very tired. So he gradually he slowed down his Kirtan, and then he informed the Lord that, "My dear Lord, the devotees are very tired." And seeing the situation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external senses. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the flower garden with all his devotees. After resting there for some time, he took his afternoon bath. And then, guess what is the next program? Prasadam, right? Wonderful prasadam. Then arrived large quantities of variety of food that had been offered to Sri Jagannath, and a variety that had been offered to Goddess of Fortune. And the description of prasadam in Chaitanya Charitamrita is amazing, right? So many list of items are there in Chaitanya Charitamrita about prasadam. So Mahaprabhu, he took his bath and he had his wonderful prasadam, and again he took his evening bath and went to Lord Jagannath's temple. And then what he did? Again he began to chant and dance. Then after that he went to the Narendra Sarovar. So in this way, for the entire 9 days, non-stop festival, right from the day of Rath Yatra to the day of returning Rath Yatra, 9 continuous days Mahaprabhu was engaged in non-stop Sankirtan festival. 3 times a day he used to engage in Sankirtan pastime, because Mahaprabhu was completely jolly mood. Why? Because Krishna is in Vrindavan. So when he used to go to Jagannath temple, he used to have this feeling of separation, that Krishna is in Dwarka or Krishna is in Kurukshetra. But here Mahaprabhu is saying that Krishna is in Vrindavan. So there was no limit to the ecstasy that Mahaprabhu experienced. So usually in Puri he used to do Kirtan once a day, but in Gundicha temple he performed Kirtan thrice a day, morning, noon, evening. Wonderful Sankirtan and Prasadam, and then he should take bath in different sarovars. And in night he used to sleep in garden, full Vrindavan mood. He didn't even return to Gambhira, because usually Mahaprabhu stayed in Gambhira, in the house of Kasi Mishra. But for these 9 days, Mahaprabhu slept in Jagannath Vallabh garden. So this is what you can see, that Mahaprabhu's pastime is so amazing. So all the devotees did was chanting, dancing and feasting. Like Prabhupada often said, that this Krishna conscious movement means we just have to chant, dance and take prasadam. And this practically was seen during time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that all the devotees had to do was just chant, dance, take prasadam, and then again chant, dance and take prasadam. So this was their schedule for the entire 9 days. And then again, Lord Jagannath went back to the original temple of Nilachal. Again, during return journey also, Mahaprabhu continued dancing all the way along and reached the Puri temple. But there was a difference, right? When Jagannath came to Gundicha temple, Mahaprabhu was even more ecstatic, because Krishna is coming to Vrindavan. But while returning back, also Mahaprabhu went, he did Kirtan, but of course he didn't have the same mood, because now Krishna is going back to Jagannath is going back to Nilachal. So in this way, this wonderful pastime took place. So now also in Puri they observe this Hera Panchami festival, but of course now we don't have the ecstatic Sankirtan like used to happen in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, but the rituals are carried on in the same way. Now also a big palanquin comes with Lakshmi Devi and all her servants, and all this pastimes take place. But you see, we are very fortunate that we know the philosophy, and otherwise people, they misunderstand. They think, what is this? Krishna is also having pastimes like human beings. He is leaving his wife and wife is becoming angry. So people, they misunderstand all these pastimes. So therefore we are very fortunate that we know the philosophy behind all these pastimes by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his wonderful devotees. And it's a very exalted topic, like I said, the glories of Vrindavan. But just for my purification, I recite it. And you can read more from this chapter about the glories of Vrindavan in this wonderful festival of Hera Panchami. Therefore, the name of this chapter is Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes. Right? Because the pastimes in Gundicha is actually Vrindavan pastimes, because Gundicha is Vrindavan. So therefore the name of the chapter is Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes. So Mahaprabhu is performing pastime as if he is in Vrindavan. Just like when Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan physically, he was so ecstatic, he went to different forests of Vrindavan. So similarly, in the 9 days when Jagannath came to Sundarachal, which is Gundicha. So Mahaprabhu felt as if this is Vrindavan. Actually, this is Vrindavan. I mean, Gundicha is Vrindavan. And it is said that to have darshan of Jagannath in Sundrachal or in Gundicha temple has much more, spiritual potency than having darshan in Jagannath temple. So if some of you had the fortune of having darshan in Gundicha temple maybe 2-3 times, so if you have not been, you can also avail of this great fortune, having darshan of Jagannath in Gundicha temple. So only 9 days in a year, actually not 9, 7, because by the time Jagannath enters Gundicha temple, 1 or 2 days actually pass by, because usually Jagannath doesn't reach on the same day. The day after Rath Yatra, Jagannath reaches Gundicha temple, and then they take one more day to actually bring Jagannath inside the temple, and then on the 9th day to take Jagannath out of the temple. So actually, practically speaking, for 5 or 6 days, Jagannath gives darshan in Gundicha temple, which is Vrindavan, Sundrachal. So this is the pastime of Hera Panchami, and also today is the disappearance day, appearance day of Vakreshwar Pandit, right? So Vakreshwar Pandit, you must have all heard of. He's a wonderful, he's a eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, and he's famous for his dancing, right? So Vakreshwar Pandit was most famous for his dancing. He used to dance non-stop for many days. I think for 72 hours, Sarang Thakur too. He once danced for 72 hours, non-stop. He danced for 3 continuous days, 72 hours. Vakreshwar Pandit, he danced non-stop. So this was the potency of Vakreshwar Pandit. It's not possible on bimaterial platform. It's not possible. I mean, physically speaking, a person cannot dance continuously for 72 hours. Nobody can do that. But the dancing of the eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is on the spiritual platform. Therefore, they could dance for 72 hours non-stop. And devotees could sing and dance for hours and hours and hours. When Nityanand Prabhu and his associate, they did kirtan, they used to sometimes do kirtan for 1 month continuously. I think when Nityanand Prabhu was going back to Bengal, he did kirtan continuously for 1 month without any fatigue, no sleeping, no eating, nothing. So why? Because, of course, they can perform these pastimes in the absolute plane, but at least we can take some lessons and try to chant and dance for a little longer time by hearing of these wonderful, great examples. And there's another pastime also. When Devanand Pandit, he actually offended Srivas Thakur, right? Because when he was reciting Bhagavatam, he was a professional reciter of Bhagavatam. He was to recite Bhagavatam in a very scholastic way, but he was not devotee himself. But when Srivas Thakur once came to hear the Bhagavatam from Devanand Pandit, as soon as he heard the pastimes of Krishna, he became ecstatic. He exhibited all symptoms of ecstasy. So all the students who were hearing the class, they became very disturbed. What is this, you know, this person is coming and disturbing. So they threw Srivas Pandit out of that assembly. And Devanand Pandit, he was speaking Bhagavatam, but he did not stop. So immediately stopped, because he was a great devotee, pure devotee, was relishing Bhagavatam, but he didn't stop. So therefore, Devanand Pandit, he performed a great Vaishnava aparadh. And Mahaprabhu was not happy with him, because Krishna is very displeased when somebody offends a Vaishnava. But the same Devanand Pandit, once what happened, Vakreshwar Pandit, while dancing, once he fell down unconscious. So Devanand Pandit, he picked up Vakreshwar Pandit and served him very nicely. So because he served Vakreshwar Pandit nicely, so then Mahaprabhu forgave him. So this is also one nice lesson we learn, that even if we offend somebody, of course we should try to beg forgiveness from him. But by serving Vaishnavas, we can counteract the Vaishnava aparadh which we may have committed. So such is the potency of Vakreshwar Pandit, because he was very dear to Mahaprabhu. So because Devanand Pandit served Vakreshwar Pandit, Mahaprabhu forgave Devanand Pandit. So this is a wonderful glories of Vakreshwar Pandit. And we also heard about Hera Panchami festival. So Hare Krishna. Hera Panchami Mahamotsav ki jai. Shri Jagannath Baldev Sudha Maharani ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments, any questions? Please. Anyone?
Yes.
You're talking of the return journey, returning from Gundicha to Nilachal. Okay. So Prabhuji's question is a nice question. He's saying that, okay, when Jagannath is coming from Nilachal to Gundicha, that is Krishna is coming from Dwarka to Vrindavan, we can understand that Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani is very ecstatic and joyful. But when he is returning, it is like Krishna going back away from Vrindavan. So we know in Vrindavan Leela, when Akrura was taking Krishna away from Vrindavan, Radharani and the gopis, they were crying very intensely. So here, why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accompanying Jagannath while going back from Gundicha to Nilachal? That's a question. A nice question. So you see, Mahaprabhu is exhibiting two moods, right? One is internal and one is external. So internally, he is in the mood of Radharani, but externally, he is enacting the pastime as a great sannyasi, as a preacher of bhakti, right? As a devotee. So he, otherwise people will misunderstand that why Mahaprabhu is not doing kirtan and coming back. So just as a lesson to everybody, he is participating in the Sankirtan festival, but internally he is not very joyful. When Jagannath comes from Nilachal to Gundicha, Mahaprabhu is even more ecstatic and joyful. But when he is returning back, he is performing, participating in the kirtan and going on, but internally of course he is not so happy. But such a detailed description is not given here. Therefore, in only one verse it is mentioned that Mahaprabhu again continued dancing and went back to the temple of Jagannath. So therefore, it's written in very short form. Otherwise, had Mahaprabhu exhibited all the symptoms of ecstasy, again, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami would have described all those. But he doesn't describe because Mahaprabhu was not so ecstatic, because Krishna is going back to Dwarka from Gundicha. So, but still he performed his kirtan, because he had two moods, you can say, Mahaprabhu. One is internal, one is external. So externally, he wanted to do preaching and engage everybody in Sankirtan. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And yes, today is also disappointment of Ayendra Prabhu. Let us also offer obeisances at his lotus feet. He was always in the mood of Vrindavan and such a great preacher of the mood of Vrindavan and Mahaprabhu's philosophy through chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And so today was the day when he left this world in the year 2010. So you can see that he left his body on this auspicious day of Hera Panchami, which shows his mood of his attachment to the real mood of Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.